Well, we have some good news, brothers and sisters. Where you are now is not where you're ending.
Amen.
It is a stepping stone to where God is taking you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just decree, as you are listening under the sound of my voice, God has so many glorious, magnificent, beautiful, yes, mighty, and blessed plans for your life. And I want to show it to you in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The word of God is God speaking to us. The word says in that scripture,
yes,
"For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Amen.
I want you to hear this in the contemporary version. It says, "I will bless you with a future."
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
"Filled with hope. A future of success, not of suffering." So, brothers and sisters, I want to say to you, you are a success. Glory,
amen,
to God. The Lord says that He wants to bless your future. He wants to fill it with hope, my God.
That's
and
good.
It's a future of success, not of suffering, not of loss. Oh, I'm so excited about it. God only has good thoughts towards you,
yes,
brothers and sisters. While others might have plans for you, listen to this. God has plans for you, and they are not of evil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we are so excited about it, because all you have to do today is receive His word in your heart and do not doubt it. Praise God. Pastor Charles and I, okay, we're going to be speaking on love today, because today you are breaking forth. We decree you are breaking,
amen,
out of your limits. You are going beyond your limits in,
yes,
the name,
Lord,
of Jesus. We decree your divine destiny is ahead of you, and the way you're going to get there is by His love. Yes,
amen.
I said it, huh? You're going to get there by God's love. And check this out. You already have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. I'm fired up already.
Hey.
That is it. That is,
yes,
a good word. That is a rhema word for someone out there,
Jesus,
who is looking for direction in their life.
Hallelujah.
We came to encourage you on today that the,
yes,
love of God,
hey,
that is shed abroad in our hearts,
come
by
on,
the Holy Spirit,
yes,
which has been given to us, He will manifest that great reward, that,
yes,
divine destiny, that divine purpose of God, which He already set up for you when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you, to bring you everything that comes with His love. What else comes with His love, prophetess? We're talking about the peace of God. We're,
yes,
talking about the completeness,
come
which
on,
comes with God. We're talking about the soundness, the healing, the deliverance,
hallelujah,
that comes by God, my goodness, because of the love of God that He has towards us. That is so powerful this morning, what you are declaring. And I want to put the word of God on this subject today. We're calling this topic today, prophetess, the perfected love of God,
glory
in Christ,
God,
Jesus.
Yes.
So the word of the Lord is, we find it in 1 John chapter 4, reading from verse 16 through verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about agape.
Hallelujah.
Prophetess. We're talking about the agape love of God.
Yes.
There isn't anything greater, amen,
uh-huh,
than the agape love of God. So the word of the Lord declares, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us."
Yes.
God is love. "And he that dwells in love dwells in God,
mm-hmm,
and God in him.
Yes.
Herein is our love made perfect,
yes,
that we may have boldness." Amen. Prophetess,
yes,
say boldness with me.
Boldness.
Boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, hallelujah,
yes,
so are we in this world. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him,"
hallelujah,
"because he first loved us."
Hallelujah.
"If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" Verse 21, "This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also."
Hallelujah. Pastor, I just want to add to that. 1 John 4, verse 7, when Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another."
Amen.
"As I have loved you."
My God.
So also you must love one another. And listen to this, brothers and sisters. "By this, all men will know that we are Jesus' disciples."
Amen.
"If we love one another." And as Pastor said, we're talking about the agape love, the unconditional love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God gave Jesus to us. Okay, and God loved us before we loved him. Amen. So this is how we have to be to our brethren. We have to love them first. Amen. The Bible tells us if we give, it shall be given unto us.
Yes.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall man give into our bosom. So we have to love them first, brothers and sisters. Whatever Amen. We want to possess, we got to give it out first. Listen, Amen. We're in the kingdom of God now. We yes. changed kingdoms.
Come on.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Watch this, people of God. Let's define agape.
Mm-hmm.
The word agape, it means the divine love of God.
Praise the Lord.
It means what God prefers.
Wow.
Man, loving one another, as you mentioned, prophetess, we are. That is the agape love of God when we love one another. It is the affection of God.
Yes.
The agape love of God is what is through Christ as we embrace the will of God. It's choosing his choices. Oh, my goodness. I need you to catch that, prophetess. It's the agape love of God is when we choose God's choices.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. When we love on one another and treat each other with respect and adoration, that is God's love. That is so good. This word agape also means when we obey these things by his power. It's Christ on the inside of us. Oh my goodness. How many know out there today that Christ is on the inside of you? This is the love revealed by the power of God when we allow Christ to operate on the inside of us. Watch this, people of God. Verse 16 says, we have known and believed the love that God has toward us. God is love.
Hallelujah.
And he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Watch this, people of God. First point, God loves us as much as he loved Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's a good word for somebody right there.
God
loves you and I, brothers and sisters, people of God. He loves us as much as he loves his own son, Jesus.
Yes.
That is a powerful revelation for somebody today. The Bible tells us over in 1 Thessalonians, prophetess, chapter 4, verse 9, he says, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Amen. What is the Lord telling us today, people of God, that in this love walk, we're going to increase in love more and more each and every day towards the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Pastor. I'm so excited about it because God is expecting for us to use his love. As you said, that love was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We received that love, brothers and sisters, when we received salvation.
Amen.
That was given to us. So it's not something we have to get. We receive this on the day we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So all you have to do is tap into that anointing.
God
is expecting for us to walk in his love.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what this looks like. If
my
you
God.
Can, turn to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, okay? This is what it looks like, okay?
Amen.
This is the love that we received on the day we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Love is patient and kind.
Amen.
Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own ways. It is not irritable or resentful.
Yes.
It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
Come
love
on.
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes in all things, and endure all things. Love never fails.
Love
glory
never
to God.
Fails.
So I have good news for you, brothers and sisters. You will not fail. Glory
God.
To God. Because God is love and God is in you.
My
so
goodness.
You are a success. Praise be the Lord forever.
My God, that is so good. Love never fails.
Hey.
That's a good word.
Yes.
Somebody ought to say, my love walk is increasing more and more.
Yes.
Why? Because love never fails.
Therefore.
That is such a powerful word, prophetess. I thought about the examples that the Lord has blessed us with in New Covenant ministry, which is Jesus's ministry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen, the Lord has blessed us to where we are able to go out into the community, feed the homeless, feed those that are without, clothe those that are without.
Yes.
The Lord has blessed us in this hour to be a blessing to his people and spread the good news.
Yes.
So when we are walking in this love walk, part of our mandate, praise the name of the Lord, our faith mandate is to lift up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And spread the good news. Hallelujah. Yes. Doing the work, the Bible says, as an evangelist. So yes. The word is increasing in us. Yes. The love of God is increasing in us more and more. Why? Because the love of God never fails. There is something important here we want you to see, people of God. When we stay in the love of God, that love walk signifies that we dwell in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Right there, prophetess. I need you to catch that. When we stay in the love of God, in the agape of God. Oh, that's a word for somebody. I'm in the agape of God. I'm in the love of God. I am walking in the presence of God. I am allowing Christ to manifest himself through me. That is a word for somebody on today. Hallelujah. When we stay in the love of God, that love walk, somebody say love walk.
Love walk.
That love walk signifies, my goodness, it's a beacon of light, somebody. You're looking for a beacon of light? Look for somebody that's walking in the love of God. That is a word for you today. When we stay in the love of God, that love walk, it signifies that we dwell in the presence of God. Oh, my goodness. That reminds me of the word of the Lord in Psalms 91. He says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I'm getting excited, First Lady, when I hear the word of the Lord, because I know that in his presence, what is fullness of joy. And that's what someone's looking for on today. When they see the love of God in you, that creates joy. That creates an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit that manifests the presence of God so that he can operate and move and heal and deliver and set, my God, the captives free.
Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus,
yes,
brothers,
Lord,
and sisters. We want you to be persuaded that nothing can separate you from the love of God, as Paul said. And if you can, look at Romans 8, 38 through 39. I want you to be so convinced. Listen, where you are right now, my God, you haven't even begun to see where God is taking you. If you can receive that, you have his love on the inside of you.
Yes,
so
Lord,
you're not going to let any devil snatch it you from unforgiveness,
Come on.
Bitterness, my God, because where you are going, hey,
yes,
you won't look
Lord,
like where you came from.
My God.
Hallelujah. I hope you heard that. And nothing's going to separate you from his goodness. Nothing is going to separate you from his love.
In
verse 38, this is what Paul said.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to be persuaded.
My
glory
God.
Be to God.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Want you to be persuaded. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
Our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
oh,
the Lord.
Nothing's going to separate you.
Nothing.
So you're going higher.
Yes.
I mean, you are moving higher in the name of Jesus Christ.
My
and you
goodness.
Are the just. The word of the Lord says that the path of the just, it shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day.
My
so
goodness.
I want you to come in light in that day. Hallelujah.
Because
the love of God is on the inside of you.
That is so good. That is so good. I'm encouraged right now just listening to the word of the Lord, because that takes us. That was a great segue. Prophetess, watch this. The scripture says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness or confidence in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, I'm persuaded to go higher.
I'm persuaded
to go higher. I am persuaded to go higher. Here in our is our love made perfect. This is where God is taking us higher, in his love. The love of God is taking you higher.
Hallelujah
this morning. Watch this, people of God, that perfected love. It is a mature love. I want you to get this right here. This is made just for you, man of God, woman of God. Watch where this maturity is taking you. God has demonstrated to us his love by allowing us to occupy who he is in the earth. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to bless you this morning. We want to be a blessing to you this morning, people of God. You ought to be excited when you are walking in the perfected love of Christ, which is a mature calling for the believer today. Why? Because God has decided, my goodness. You ought to look at somebody, slap somebody, high five, and say, God has decided. Oh, no matter where you've been, praise God, and what you've been through, God has decided.
Hallelujah.
What has he decided this morning, people of God? He's decided that he's going to allow his demonstration of his love to go through you, my God, and occupy, my goodness, who he is in the earth. My goodness. That's a shout right there, people of God. He's using you. You ought to look at somebody and say, you know what? God is using me. I got a reason to be excited this morning, because God has occupied my vessel so that he can be seen in the earth. Praise God. That is a good word. That's the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, if you can declare, I'm perfecting my love walk.
I'm perfecting my love walk.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I am perfecting my love walk in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
As Jesus is, so am I in this world.
Come on.
I am walking in the light as Jesus was in the light. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I just want to tell you, as you are walking in his love, I need you to know one of the greatest healing agents is love.
Yes.
My God, when you receive that you already have this love and start displaying it to all our brothers and sisters, okay? Those that need to be encouraged, okay? Us helping them, us reaching out to them, and not basing our love on a feeling, brothers and sisters. We have left the sensory realm.
Yes, we have.
We are in the kingdom of God's dear son, so we don't operate in our feelings. We love because we've been commanded to.
Yes,
it was not a suggestion. God commanded us to love, and this is the way that people are going to know that we are Jesus' disciples.
My
so
goodness.
If we are disciples of Jesus, it says that we will hold on to his teachings.
My goodness.
And that's his teaching, my God, that he gave us a new commandment, which is love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to come against the powers of hell.
My
you
goodness.
Walk in love.
My
and the
goodness.
Devil can't have your family.
My
he
God.
Can't have your marriage.
Come
he can't
on.
Have your health. He can't have your finances.
Ooh.
He cannot have your life if you are walking in God's love.
My goodness, that is powerful. That is so powerful.
Hallelujah.
Right there. There's a powerful singer out there. His name is Charles Jenkins, prophetess, and he sung a song, "This Means War."
My God.
Hallelujah. We're not going to let the enemy take nothing from us in this love walk. Why? Because this means war. We're going to stand up to every work of darkness.
My
Amen.
God.
That is a good word. Watch this. The scripture says there is no fear in love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many know we can't walk in fear today? The Bible tells us God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power. Come on. What else? Love. And what else? A sound mind. You ought to look at somebody right now and say, I got power, love, and a sound mind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going higher. Why? Because I got power, love, and a sound mind. The scripture says there's no fear in love, but perfect love. This mature love, this agape love, drives out fear because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. We want you to know today, people of God, love drives out fear. Love drives out torment. Love drives it out. What does torment mean? Torment means the dread of upcoming punishment. See, this is why we ought to thank God for his mercy.
Yes.
Because the mercy of God withheld all punishment by how? The blood of Jesus. So we need to be encouraged on today because love drives out fear in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. And brothers and sisters, I know you have been through some things, okay? But you can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's a good
the word.
Word
says in Philippians 4:13 that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you.
Amen.
You can do it through the anointing.
My God.
Okay? You can do it through the anointed one. Okay. The hope of glory is on the inside of you.
Yes.
So you can love again.
Yes.
You can forgive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can let it go.
Yes.
Just like God blotted out everything.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
We can do it. So we can walk in everything God wants us to walk in.
Amen.
Which is his power.
Yes.
Which is his glory.
Yes.
Which is his healing.
Yes.
Which is his deliverance.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
Christ.
Of Jesus. Now we leave you with this word. In love, Isaiah 54:17, people of God, no weapon fashioned against you shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rise against you in judgment, you have the authority to condemn those words.
Yes.
This is your inheritance, servants of the Lord, and your righteousness is of God, says the Lord. We want to encourage you today, walk in perfected love in Jesus' name.